5:45 a.m. Kit stared in fear at the Diablerie bottle on the kitchen table. The glass hadn't smashed, however. The top hadn't fallen off, the plastic bags stayed intact. But now that Nigel and Daisy had pulled guns, they could no longer pretend to be innocent victims of the storm. As everyone stood frozen, staring at the vicious dark grey pistols, he thought furiously. There was still no reason why the family should suspect him. He could have been deceived by them. His story that they were total strangers still stood up. But how to make that clear? Slowly he raised his hands. Everyone looked at him. "Dad, I'm sorry I brought these people here. I'd no idea." Nigel got it immediately. "Yeah, sorry to return your hospitality this way. Kit, is it? But if your bossy sister hadn't poked her nose in, we might have left peacefully." It occurred to Kit that they might just kill his family. Him too. Fortunately, though, they still needed him. He knew the way to Luke's cottage. They'd never find the Land Cruiser without him. Then his mobile rang. He didn't know what to do. The caller was probably Hamish. There must have been some development at the Kremlin. But how could he speak to him without betraying himself to his family? He stood paralysed while his ringtone played Beethoven's 9th Symphony. "Here, give me that." Kit handed it over. Nigel listened. "Got it." He hung up and pocketed the phone. "Someone wanting to warn you about 3 desperados in the neighbourhood. Apparently the police are after them with a snowplough." Craig couldn't figure Sophie out. One minute she was shy, the next bold to the point of embarrassment. She'd let him put his hands inside her sweater and was getting better at kissing. And he'd got even more excited when she unbuttoned his jeans. But she didn't seem to know what to do next. Craig wondered whether she was as inexperienced as he. What were you supposed to do when you got your hand inside her knickers? "Do you want to go the whole way?"
"Do you?"
"If you do."
"Sure?"
"Yes. Now, oh my God, what's that?" Craig had been vaguely aware of voices in the kitchen below, and then he'd smelled bacon, although it seemed early for breakfast. However, the sounds could no longer be ignored. First he heard Grandpa shout, Nellie started barking, there was a scream that sounded like his mother, then several male voices yelling at once. "What's going on?" He hesitated. Below them, the kitchen had suddenly gone quiet. He kissed her once more, then stood up, buttoned his jeans and went across to the hole in the floor. He lay down and looked through. He saw his mother looking shocked and frightened. Grandpa was wiping blood off his chin. Uncle Kit had his hands in the air, and 3 strangers were in the room. At first he thought they were all men, then saw one was an ugly girl with a shaved head. The black man was holding Nellie's collar, twisting it hard.
"Bloody hell."
Sophie lay beside him.
"Are those guns?"
"Yes."
"My God, what can we do?"
"We have to call the police. Where's your phone?"
"In the barn."
"Damn, we need one."
He stood up.
"There's an extension beside Grandpa's bed. You stay here."
He went to the low door, opened it and crawled through Grandpa's suit cupboard into the dressing room. The phone was in the bedroom, on the bedside table. Craig had never dialed 999. What were you supposed to say? "There are men with guns in our kitchen." It sounded melodramatic. He picked the phone up. No dialing tone. Why? Was it a fault, or had the strangers cut the wire? Did Grandpa have a mobile? No, he remembered, he didn't carry one, but he did have one in his car. Then he heard Sophie from the dressing room.
"Someone's coming!"
And there was a heavy footstep on the landing. Craig darted into the dressing room and fell on his knees. Sophie ducked back into the attic and he crawled through the cupboard just as he heard the bedroom door open. He wriggled through the low door and closed it softly behind him.
"The older man told the girl to search the house. He called her Daisy. I heard her on the landing. Did you get through to the police?"
"No, the phone's dead."
"God, I'm scared."
"Me too."